So the Taras Barachet Mishnah Hey Eishes Amar Shenichlas Oto Beito Shochaber Lahoiti Bno Bito Obehemto Habai Star Bibnei Shenichlas Shalobershus. The wife of an Amar that entered into the house of a Chaber in order to take out the son, daughter, or behema of the Chaber. And the Chaber asked the Eishes Amar to go into his house to take out his son, daughter, or behema. Even though the Eishes Amar is ignorant about Tuman Tara, and any kelim that she touches would become tummy. In this case, we don't have to assume that she touched any kelim, and everything in the house is tar. The reason is because she entered without reshus, meaning to say that she had no reshus to linger in the house, and certainly not to touch any kelim, as she was sent into the house simply to take out the ben bas or behema of the baal bais, nothing more. So therefore, since she has no reshus to stay in the house nor to touch any kelim, we don't have to assume that she did so, and therefore all the kelim in the house are tar. Chachamim said a klal, a general rule, le'inyan taros. The mission here is referring to tumas oichon. They said a general rule when oichon, when food is makabel tuma. Any food that is specifically used for achilas adam, to be fed to people, that food is makabel tuma unless it's no longer fit for the consumption of a dog. Not only is it not fit for human consumption, but it's not even fit for a dog to eat it. Only then is it no longer makabel tuma. The kol she'ena miyuchad la'echo adam tahar ach yachdenu la'ad. But any food that is not specifically set aside and used for achilas adam, for a person to eat it, that food is tar, it's not makabel tuma, unless you specifically set it aside for human consumption. Ketza, what's a case? Goizol shenafa legat v'chishev alav lahaloisoy lenachri. Tame, a pigeon that had died without chida and it fell into a wine press. And after it fell into the wine press, you decided you were going to bring it up from the wine press to feed it or sell it to a guy for the guy to eat it. That goizol will now be makabel tumas oichlin. As since you are miyachid it l'achilas adam, you specifically had in mind to feed it to a guy for achilas adam, so therefore it's makabel tumas oichlin. That's a case that something is not specifically set aside for achilas adam, and you decided to feed it to an adam, and then when you decide to feed it to adam, it is makabel tuma. Before you decide to feed it to adam, it's not makabel tuma, since it's not miyuchad l'oichol adam. La kelev tar. But if you decided that you're going to bring it up from the wine press, not to feed it to a human, not to give it to a guy to eat, but instead you're going to feed it to a dog, in such a case it's tar, it's not makabel tuma. And since the gozel is not miyuchad l'oichol adam, it's not specifically set aside for achilas adam, and you have not decided to feed it to a human, instead you have decided to feed it to a guy, it is not makabel tuma. And since this goizel has fallen into a wine press, it's not fit for human consumption unless you decided to feed it to a guy. As once it falls into a wine press, it is disgusting, and unless you decide to feed it to a guy, probably it is not going to be used for achilas adam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitame. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is mitame. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that even though it fell into a wine press, it's not considered disgusting, and it is fit for human consumption. So therefore, it is considered a food that is miyuchad la'echo adam, even if he didn't decide to give it to a guy. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, it's makabel tuma, even though you haven't specifically decided to bring it up on the wine press to feed it to a guy. And the Mefarshim explained that we're talking about where the gozel died in a large city. And since it's in a large city, there are plenty of guys that would buy the gozel. And had the gozel not fallen into a wine press and just died by itself, certainly it would be considered miyuchad la'echo adam, something used for achilas adam, since there's plenty of guys to sell it to in this city. But in this case, since it fell into a wine press, according to Tanakama, it's considered disgusting and is no longer considered miyuchad la'echo adam unless you decided to bring it up and sell it to a guy. Only in such a case would it be makabel tuma. While Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that even though it fell into a wine press, it is not considered disgusting, it is still considered fit for human consumption, so therefore it is considered something that's miyuchad la'echo adam, and even without any specific machshava on your part, it would be makabel tuma. Chishuv alav cheres shaita v'katan tar. If the dead gozel had fallen into a wine press, and a deaf, mute, and insane person, or a child, is the one that decides to bring it up and sell it to a guy, the oichol is tar, it's not makabel tuma. As a machshava v'cheres shaita v'katan is not significant. Therefore, since it fell into a wine press and it's disgusting, and it's not considered miyuchad l'echa adam, even though a cheresh leit b'kan decides to bring it up and sell it to a guy, that doesn't change its status, and it is taras not mikavo tumah. Im heluhu tameh sheyesh lahem maisa ve'ein lahem machshava. But if the cheresh leit b'kan not only decided to bring it up and sell it to a guy, but they actually went ahead and went down to the wine press and brought it up to sell it to a guy, in such a case, it is makabel tumah. The reason being is that a cheresh leit b'kan have maisa but not machshava, meaning the maisa, the action of a cheresh leit b'kan, has significance, but not the machshava's mere thought of a cheresh leit b'kan does not have significance. So therefore, in such a case, that they actually did a maisa, they went down to the wine press to bring up the guy or to sell it to a guy, that maisa has significance, and since they are miyachrit la'icho adam, they have decided to use it for achilas adam to sell it to a guy, it would be makabel tumah.